to be sold to the army or left for the mines. Forgive me for what I must do.
This song came about as a tribute, I guess, and inspired by my great-grandfather, who was a light horseman in World War I. He was a very early enlistee, and he enlisted with his horse. Guess we always knew that there were a lot of horses, 136,000 horses who went overseas in World War I. Only one ever returned, and my great-grandfather, as I discovered late last year, spoke of his distress in having to leave his horse behind overseas when he came home. And that sort of inspired the song.
A flaming oath, the squadron was lit up like a firebomb. With official word, the horses stay behind.
I'd always known that my great-grandfather was in World War I, and I knew that he had fought at Gallipoli, but I had always presumed that he was in the infantry, as the light horse, I thought, weren't at Gallipoli. But when I looked into it, I realised that the early enlistees in the light horse brigades were sent to Gallipoli as reinforcements. It was a bit of a surprise to find all of this out last year, and then I met a relative that I didn't know existed, and she told me about his pain upon his death, and one of his great regrets of his life was having to leave his horse overseas after the war.
Kerry Gambley, the song gives the horse a name. Is that the actual name, Ebenezer?
His actual name was Ebenezer, which was just a little bit too tricky to sing. We simplified that a little to Ebenezer, and I thought that was appropriate too, because it was sort of, he's representing all of those horses, not just one horse.
Ebenezer, we will go for one last ride. But I would give more than my feather if we could go back home.
What's really beautiful about this song, not only the fact that the whole family can be part of it, but the whole community is getting behind it as well. Mount Tambourine is your community that I refer to. You are a local teacher there.
Yeah.
There's a film clip on the way. So the actual song itself can be found on many a streaming service. The Horses Stay Behind, Kerry. But the film clip is still in production. What can you tell us?
Yes, well, the film clip was meant to be finished for Anzac Day. However, like the rest of the world, COVID had put the brakes on for us a number of times. And it's turned out to be a really good thing, because the film clip has now just become an entity all in itself, and it's become such a community project. We have the Australian Light Horse Association involved. We've got the Australian War Animal Memorial Organisation involved, and they hold the rights to Purple Poppies. They're helping us out, and we're actually doing a community appeal at the moment for Purple Poppies to have featured in our film clip, and we're having them sent to us from Western Australia and Darwin, and it's just magnificent. It's just grown into such a really beautiful commemorative project that I never, ever envisaged when we started the song.
Purple poppies, can they be made of anything?
We would like them to be of wool, because that means that they're durable, because when we're finished with them, we're donating the whole lot to the Australian War Animal Memorial Organisation, and they will then use them for some of their projects, which of course will commemorate all the war animals, not just the horses. So we're really chuffed to be able to do that for them.
Are you tracking for a Remembrance Day release in November?
Well, we haven't quite decided. I would like it to be a significant historical date, and it could even be the memorial for the Bathsheba ride. We haven't 100% set that date yet, Nicole.
On ABC Gold Coast, Kerry Gambley, one member of the Haystack Mountain Hermits. What's been the reception to the song, Kerry?
Oh, look, we've had just wonderful reception. We've had people from all over Australia contacting us about it and telling us about their light horse associations and connections, which has just been wonderful. It's been played on radio all over Australia, and I've started to get emails from people saying, I'm running an Anzac show and your song is opening the Anzac show for us. So that it's been really lovely, the community response to it.
So why do you think it struck such a chord?
There have been war songs about animals before, but I don't think there are a lot. And I think the really iconic war songs and Anzac songs in particular that we all know as Australians are about people. And I think this at its heart is about a man and his horse. And I think that is striking a chord, because a lot of people know the tragic story and the tragic statistic of all of these horses that did not return to Australia. And, yeah, it seems to be striking a chord with people.
Was it a hard song to write?
Yes and no. When I found out about my great-grandfather's horse, I just sat down and wrote a couple of verses in the chorus. It just came to me immediately. And had we not won an Arts Queensland grant to produce it all, that's probably where it would have stayed. And then I got very involved in researching, and I wanted the language to be right, and I wanted it to have a very authentic feel. So I spent a lot of time researching history and just language, and that part became hard because then I felt like I was just drowning in all this information. And then at the end, when I thought, no, I just need to... It's a heart song. It's not a history of the light horse in Australia. Once I'd sort of turned that information into a feeling, then it was all systems go and I finished it.
I'll be damned if I'm inclined to leave my horse behind. Ebenezer, we will go for one last ride. But I would give more than my feather if we could go back home together. And not come a gutser out on one last ride. Ebenezer, we will go for one last ride. Oh, Ebenezer, I just cannot leave you. To be sold to the army, left for the mines, forgive me for what I must do. Please forgive me for what I must do. God, forgive me for what I must do.